It's time to take a look at our latest cotton news with Cotton Talk today on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Casey Shepherd, and it's coming up after this.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Take a look at the executive cotton update from Cotton Incorporated for their macroeconomic overview. They say after a string of positive surprises, the number of jobs added in April was plus 175,000, but that was below expectations and represented the smallest gain that we've seen since October. Wage growth also slowed, but it remains stronger than readings for inflation. Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee met in early May and decided to hold those interest rates at the level it had maintained since July of 23. The decision to hold those rates steady was not a surprise after a string of officials highlighted a cautious approach after inflation readings ticked a little bit higher earlier in the year. Specifically, the inflation rate that the Federal Reserve tracks most closely climbed from plus 2.5% to plus 2.7% between January and March. The Fed's official target for inflation is just around 2%. The uptick in inflation is a factor that shifted the outlook for interest rates away from one suggesting a series of decreases this year and then towards another where rates are expected to be higher for longer. Higher interest rates are associated with slower economic growth. And in the first estimate released by the government, the U.S. economy expanded only plus 1.6% in the first quarter. This is the slowest pace of the U.S. GDP growth since the minus 0.6% contraction in the second quarter of 2022. For employment, U.S. economy is estimated to have added 175,000 new jobs in April. Revisions to previous months were mixed, with the figure for February dropping to minus 34,000 and then to plus 236,000, and that figure for March rising plus 12,000 to plus 315,000. The current 12-month average is around plus 233,000. That's today's Cotton Talk on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Casey Shepherd.